Welcome to My Skeptical Sister.
I'm Megan, the Skeptical One.
I'm Erin, the Believer. And today we have two special guests with us.
Yes, we're super excited. We have Ashley and Jessica from the podcast Histories and Mysteries Uncovered.
Hello.
Hello. I am Ashley, the Skeptical One.
I am Jessica, the Believer.
I love that it worked out so well.
I really have a partner.
Although I do have to say, I think I'm a bit more of a believer than Megan because I do believe in the paranormal and ghosts and stuff, but I believe like only 10% of the stories I hear. Most of them I think are explained other ways.
She always tries to debunk them on our end too.
I do.
Well, then she can't debunk it. She calls it a UFO because it's unidentified.
There you go. There you go.
I love when I get her on a UFO.
Mm-hmm. They're rare.
Well, tell us about your podcast, ladies.
Oh, okay. So we have Histories and Mysteries Uncovered. We come out weekly on Sunday nights at 7, and we touch on true crime, history, and paranormal. A little bit heavier on the true crime and the history than the paranormal, but we try and do it all.
Splash it in.
Yes.
I love that. I love that you have it open that you can discuss all the things.
All the things. Yeah. And sometimes that leaves it pretty open to really, really touch on anything we want, really.
Yeah. And we talked about this a little bit beforehand, but how did you guys meet?
Oh, I always let Ashley explain. Okay, I'll go.
Very quiet over here.
I like to let her talk. We met through another podcast Facebook group. Ashley had posted that she was looking for a co-host for a podcast. She had originally started one with somebody else, but that fell through. And she was like, I'm just really like wanting to find somebody that's just as weird as me. She didn't say that, but... And I commented immediately, yes, because I'd been wanting to do a podcast for forever, but none of my friends wanted to kind of commit to one, I guess. So that's how we met. So I'm in Canada.
Yep.
And she's in the United States.
Yep. That is cool. So how often do you guys talk throughout the week?
Pretty much every day. Yeah. Yeah. Since she's international, we have to use Facebook Messenger, but that's how we are able to talk every day. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So
when Jessica's daughter came on earlier, she called you Aunt Ashley. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's really cute. What a like make a friendship.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Wonderful. It was. Yeah. It was really cool. And of course, you know, I checked out her Facebook first to make sure she wasn't like a loser, which she is, but I thought it was okay.
Sometimes like loser in a good way. Like I'm in a cool way.
She is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, so funny. Oh my gosh. Erin, I have to ask, where in Canada is your husband from?
He's from London, Ontario.
Oh, I used to live there.
Oh, really?
What a small world.
I lived there for like 4 years for high school.
Oh, nice. Oh, what high school? Oh, no, you're young. He's old like me.
Well, I went to Medway High School. It was like a country high school.
Oh, I think he went to a Catholic high school, which is weird because he's like the least Catholic person I know.
Those Catholic high school kids never turn out to be like real Catholic. No. Like they go to Catholic school and I guess that's enough for them because they're over it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's funny.
And Ashley, you and Erin have something in common, don't you? Something about crows?
Yeah. So on her last or their last episode, they Erin was talking about how she really likes crows and wants to join a crow cult. And I am right there with her. I would join a crow cult in a second. I love crows.
It really turns out that like a lot of people are on this bandwagon.
Yeah,
and
you've
I
got
love
a
it.
Lot of buzz.
I know. Our Facebook page was like, I also want to be friends with crows.
Who knew?
There was a whole murder in our next door neighbor's backyard yesterday.
I love that.
And not the kind that you want all the tea from though. It's like,
yeah,
oh,
no,
it's
like newscasters came. Yeah, it was a bunch of crows.
I love that.
I went out and I put a little treat for him.
Oh, cute.
They all flew away. I was like, oh, the murder. That's what... I thought I was only giving a treat to one, but they all flew away.
The murder is flying away. I think it may have been, I took an animal behavior class in college, so this may have been where I watched, but I watched a documentary on crows once. Yeah. And I think that's where it was. I'm hoping that's where it was, but I don't know. And it was just so cool how they recognize your face and they'll warn other crows if you're mean to like fly away. So you don't get, they don't get hurt. It's just so cool. They're so smart.
They're so smart. I know. I love it. Also, this is not quite related, but it's bird related. Do you ever just get fascinated when you see those birds, like do the patterns in the sky? Always.
What are they doing? That's so cool. Amazing.
That is
They're having sex.
Well, I am mesmerized.
They literally attach themselves and then fly while they're doing it.
No way. The whole group of them?
Not,
the whole group.
Not in the,
well,
not
a whole group of them, but.
Kind of sex you got going over there, Ashley.
We don't do it.
A little bird orgy.
Just call me a bird watcher.
Fascinating. Well, apparently, as you get older, you're supposed to really get into birding. So I think we're getting there. My parents are real into birding. They real like watching bird watching.
Sounds like your parents are perverts. Just kidding.
You know.
Just kidding.
Well, we're so excited that you guys are here tonight, and we hear that you guys have got some long stories for us. And if you are a fan of our podcast, you know we like them long.
Yeah, and we should probably give you full disclosure. Anybody listening, we have just recorded the episode for Ashley and Jessica's podcast. So I have had one bourbon, and now I've switched to beer.
Yeah, they know that means we've been drinking for a bit.
Yeah, so the jokes will probably get dirtier here. Sorry about it. Yeah. Sorry I called your parents perverts.
But she's just getting started, so
it's no okay. Neither of them listen to podcasts, so it's fine.
Oh, as we move down the hallway to make sure Aaron's kids are not listening.
I know. I can hear them. What are they doing?
Like, they're good and liquored up. They're about to tell the pervert jokes.
It's spring break, so everybody's wild here.
Oh, including, yeah.
Including us.
Spring break.
That's well, right.
So my story is actually short. Sorry, but
that's okay. Sometimes we like them short.
It's all about the action. It's fine.
I was going to say it's all about the motion of the ocean, right? But I am anxious to hear Megan's take. But now that I heard that you believe in cryptids, I'm not as anxious to hear it. But
well, you know what's weird? Cryptids. Not all cryptids.
You know what's really weird? I don't really believe in cryptids that much.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Why?
That's funny.
I don't know why. I can't explain it.
Yeah. I don't really believe in cryptids either.
As soon as Ashley tells you what her story is, you have to look up a picture of him.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, I cannot wait.
Because he is the cutest little thing.
So cute.
So cute. He looks like an old man with his pants like hiked all the way up.
Oh, have you guys ever heard of the Fresno Nightcrawler?
Oh, the Fresno Night. You told me you were going to do this. I'm so excited. This was our Christmas card this year.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But it looks like a little band.
Yeah, they look like little pants.
Okay.
Or big pants.
Big pants, yeah.
Like, you know, like how old men just like hike their pants all the way up to their fucking chin? Yeah. That's what they kind of look like.
That's all they are. It's just a pair of pants. Because we did a TikTok on this, right?
Yeah.
Remember? That's the first time I ever saw them. Yeah.
He's so cute. There's one. Someone drew him with like a big old booty. It was real cute.
I loved that one.
I've never heard like the backstory, so I'm super excited about this.
Or any information. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what you guys think it is. Have you seen the videos of it?
We've seen one. We did a TikTok. Okay.
Yeah. It's crazy. So I got my sources from cryptidfandom.com and Ranker Graveyard Shift.
All right.
You're already more professional than us. We never cite our sources.
Unless you guys check out their episode, because I did.
Oh, yeah.
She did. She did a lot of sources. Yeah.
That's right. You did a good job.
Thank
Wikipedia.
You. Shut up.
I did. Wikipedia.
So, the Fresno Nightcrawler. One headline I read said, haunted pair of pants, alien, ghost. What is our sweet little Fresno Nightcrawler? You may have seen the famous video of it gliding across the ground at night. The video is super eerie if you've seen it.
Yeah.
It's super eerie, but it's so cute. And for the listeners, he kind of looks like if Gumby had no arms and was white. Do you guys remember Gumby?
Yeah, that's a great description.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Gumby. Loved me some Gumby back in the day.
Me too.
But apparently this creature was first seen in 1990s, but he didn't really make a splash until 2007 in Fresno, California, which is where he gets his name, Fresno Nightcrawl. A man named Jose decided to put up a security camera above his garage because every night his dogs were barking and the poor man needed sleep. And he wanted to see what they were barking at. What he found was startling. He called the police because he didn't know what to do.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, what do you say on that call?
Yeah, I have no idea.
There are pants. There are pants in my yard.
Keep barking at pants. There's a pair of
pants. Come help me.
Oh man.
And it was at this point that the media got a hold of his footage and blew it up. And that's probably the footage that you've seen of this nightcrawler. He's also been seen one other time in Yosemite National Park, which is also in California. Huh. One guy claimed to have seen him in Poland too. But both of these were caught on video. So one video in Yosemite was a security camera footage where there are two creatures. One is really small, like less than 0.5 meters.
Like a little baby pair of pants.
Yes!
It's the video I just watched, and it is so eerie.
Is it?
I'm really going to have to go get our Christmas card this year to show you guys, because we send out our Patreon's Christmas card of cryptids.
Yeah.
And it's the Fresno Nightwalkers. Even though we don't know much about them, I just thought they were cute.
They're so cute. I want like a little like plushie of the Fresno Nightcrawler.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So in this one, you have like the little one and you can see the feet of them in this video. And this is kind of gross. It appears to be some sort of webbing connecting them from the knees to the upper body.
Oh, what?
I would love to see that up close. Again.
Webbing from their knees to their
upper body. Yeah. Some kind of way.
Where did we see this?
On the
The Yosemite security cam footage.
Okay. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yeah. We definitely got to watch
that. Yeah. And they do seem to travel in twos. Most sightings of them, there's a larger one and a smaller one.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that cute? Leading people to believe that it's either a child with an adult or possibly different sexes, like a male and a female, or one is the dominant one and one is not the dominant one. So there's like different theories on why, but they're always together in twos. It's more so cute.
Fascinating. That is so
little Fresno Nightcrawler in training.
Yeah. There's also another creature called the Carmel area creature who they think is the same type of creature, but like different. This one's kind of gross, but this creature was seen by a former Marine and his wife and is described as 7 feet tall, slender and gray.
Oh, that's a slender man.
Yeah, right.
That's kind of sounds like alien.
I know you use the word slender.
So a quote from him says, "We recently bought a place in Fort Hill area. We first noticed after about 30 days of living here that we suddenly have a perfect circle that stays fresh green no matter what weather in our front yard. On Friday the 12th, we were driving home after turning on Carmel Road, which leads to our road. We went around the curve by the Carmel Church and then up some small incline, approximately 10 feet over the incline in front of our truck. The alien ran across the road and into the woods."
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
So the Carmel creature is described as extremely tall, while the Fresno Nightcrawler is shorter, and the Carmel creature walks with backwards knees.
No, nobody wants that.
While the Fresno does not. So they are very different, but some people think that they're maybe like a subspecies or like something related to each other.
No, I think they're totally separate. No.
The backwards knees thing is just disgusting.
You said it so confident.
Well, no, totally separate. These
Fresnos, they're too adorable to be associated
they're
with that.
So cute. Right. And so some of the explanations that people have for what the Fresno Nightcrawler is, an alien. That's always got to be there, right? Mm-hmm. A new species, possibly a primate with just really short arms that don't pick up in the video very well.
Those little hands.
Little T-Rex arms.
That's so cute.
And this one's stupid, but I put it in here because it was listed. A misidentified deer standing upright.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. You train them all to do that.
Mm-hmm. That was a skeptic really searching.
They also have a podcast and they had to come up with something. Right. Pants or a puppet on a wire. But I would like to say, to debunk that, Fact or Fake did an episode on the video evidence and decided that the video was real and it wouldn't be possible to fake it.
Huh.
Ooh.
That's they were in an open field. Like, there's nothing to hang anything off of. And
I think the way it moved too was like physically that wouldn't work with
wires.
Yeah. And stuff like that. Yeah. So
okay. It was very fluid motion.
Here's my little skeptical brain working overtime though, because that's what it does. Sure, maybe you can't, but we live in the world of like video generated, like you can make
CGI.
But this was from 2011.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't that long ago, you youngin. I know you're very so long ago, but it really wasn't that long ago. I mean, if they can make animated stuff and there's all of this stuff out there, they probably could still do that.
Before I think that, I would think like a robot form, and then they draped a big old cloth around it.
Ooh, like, robot. Okay.
Like, you know, in Baymax.
I have no idea.
I love Baymax.
It's like, so good.
I'm thinking so Baymax.
That's something totally different.
No, Big Hero 6.
Yeah.
No, Baymax looks like the Marshmallow Man.
I know, but they just
didn't. Oh, is this an animated?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch animated movies. So.
We fell out a window.
Oh,
it's
you
great.
Always talk about that part.
I love it. He's so cute. Well, the only thing is that this creature was spotted in two different places in California. Yeah. So, well, I guess you could travel with something that.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Okay. So, okay. Look, sometimes I come on hot. Like I'm going to sound like my attitude is going to sound like I'm like coming in hot, but this is because I do this with her all the time.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm so sorry. Let me readjust that. Well, sure. That's a good point, Ashley. But what I would say is,
such a bitch.
if you're going to really want to drive this home, that it's for real, you're going to go the lengths that it's going to need to get it proven or to get people to believe into it. Have you ever heard the Criminal Podcast episode about the two men who fake the sea monster?
No.
Oh, it's so good. It's one of their best episodes. And it's
okay.
Like,
I like that podcast.
They were like in 1950s. It was like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they went to great lengths to
like
do
they
this,
made big feet
to do leave. This whole prank for their whole town. And it snowballed like almost out of control. And they had like the news and like everybody coming in. And it was just these two men. And they took it to their grave until the very end. And then one of them finally.
Wow.
Was the two of them.
Way to spoil that entire podcast.
Yeah, sorry, but I had to because that could be something like this, like a great giant hoax that they're like putting it together to do, you know.
Yeah.
That's great. No, it's fine. Like, who doesn't love the attention of everybody going, these things are so cute and we're going to make a podcast about them. And I mean, I'm on board. I love a good prank. So if it is that.
Good job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, other theories are
yeah, that's just my theory, sorry.
A bird walking like a crane.
Oh.
Or a person wearing big pants walking on stilts. I was gonna say that
because when I was watching the video, it literally looked like somebody walking on stilts with giant flowy pants.
Yeah, almost like they're trying to do something.
Yeah.
That everybody will buy into.
Yeah, but I could kind of see the crane, like a crane that got mixed up in the laundry. They accidentally picked up a sheet.
But I feel like if there was a crane that got caught up in clothing, they'd be pretty frantic and running around like all wild.
This crane was, maybe this crane was also high. It is California. Like,
look good.
That too. Because yeah, because if you watch the video, it's very slow, deliberate movements, right?
It definitely doesn't look like an animal to me.
No, I don't think so either. And just like the flowiness of it too. Mm-hmm. So one of the theories is aliens, but they don't really look. This sentence is really stupid. I wrote this a while ago, but it says one of the theories is aliens, but they don't really look like any alien we've seen before. How many aliens do I think we've seen?
That is true. Like when we think alien, we don't typically think, you know, no arms.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't. It's all brain power.
People who have studied this video say that the creature is too small to and move too awkwardly to be human, which same. And there are also those who question why they'd be here. They don't seem to take anything. They don't cause any trouble or abduct anyone. So maybe they're just studying humans if they are aliens.
That's interesting. Well, I feel like if they were studying humans, they might need to pick a better place.
Yeah.
Kind of in an open field.
Yeah. Not like maybe a grave. At night, like
cows or that guy's dogs. But humans, maybe going to the city.
Well, in that video, they were saying that they're like the protectors of the forest.
Oh,
so I get into that in the next paragraph.
Okay, because I thought that was really cute.
Yeah. So another theory is from indigenous folklore. And it said that these creatures have been here even before humans were, and they have long legs to get through swamps and bogs because they mainly live in swamp areas. And it said that they're supposed to help reconnect humans with the natural world, being some sort of peaceful bridge.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that awesome?
Ever heard that's what I want it to be.
Yeah,
me too. I love that one so much. Another theory is that they may be ghosts. Apparently, if you look closely, it looks as though they are wearing pants, which leads some people to think that they may be just spirits doing a walkabout.
I don't buy that.
I don't either. I don't know what I truly think it is, but I really like the natural, peaceful bridge helping humans to reconnect with nature. That's my favorite theory.
Absolutely. It's so sweet.
Yeah, that's the one I would want it to be. But
I think we solved it.
That it was a hoax.
No.
Because that's where my brain lands every time.
Well, Fact or Fake said the video's real, Megan.
Well, it couldn't be fake.
They said it can't be puppets. I didn't say it's a puppet.
No. They said they didn't think it could be a faked video. They didn't think it could be like animated the way you're trying to say.
No, but it could be a guy on stilts. Like Jessica said, she's a genius.
Oh, you're so beautiful, Megan.
Thank you. You too.
So that's my little short spiel on the Fresno Nightwalker, but he's one of my favorite cryptids.
I'm going to show you our Christmas card that we sent to the Patreons this year.
I love him.
I painted it.
They're so cute.
You painted that, Aaron?
Yeah, and on the inside it says, "I think your pants look hot. Patrons, we like you a lot."
Aww.
And look, that's like leaked information. We've not told anybody but the Patreons, but here we go. We'll tell you all.
That's right.
I can't believe you painted that. That's so awesome.
Aw, thanks.
She's an artiste.
I'm an art teacher.
Nothing else. Oh, okay. Oh, I love that.
It's beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah, so, you know. I could send you guys one of these. You guys could just have one of these, but everybody else, you got to be a Patreon if you want one of our custom art. Like
we should send them one.
I will send you one.
I would love it.
It will be holiday themed because I'm not taking the writing off of it. But
yeah. I like the rhyme. It's very cute.
Thank you. Did y'all get the Hamilton reference? I was like, I don't know if people are going to read this as Hamilton.
Yeah, I don't at all.
Yeah, Megan doesn't get it, but I'm a big musical nerd.
I do. I like musicals a lot. So yes,
I do too. Right there with you.
Nerd. You're the nerd.
Yeah, sure. I'm the one.
I just took my husband to see the book. My husband hates musicals. I just took him to see the Book of Mormon.
He's so good.
Which is hilarious.
She said, is he single? Your husband. Also, Megan is not single, but
no, I'm a joke. And I have a really hard time with boundaries. I'm so sorry. When it comes to a joke, there are none.
No, I do not take offense to it at all. Don't worry.
I'm kidding. So he hates musicals, and you took him to see what?
I took him to see the Book of Mormon, which is really, really funny, and he thought it was okay, but then I took him to see Wicked. I don't know why I keep doing this to him. And the poor guy at intermission, he thought it was over.
Oh, oh no.
And I was like, no, hon, there's still a whole nother half. He's like, oh my God.
I keep telling her that we have to meet halfway to go to these things together.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true.
There you go.
I thought you were going to say like, and then during intermission, he was like, I actually really enjoy this. I love it. And he had a whole coming to
Jesus moment. Nope, no, he thought it was over.
Yeah, I'd say if Book of Mormon didn't do it, because I do want to see that. That's the one. Yeah,
it's funny. It's super inappropriate and hilarious. Well,
it was written by the guys that did South Park.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah.
Our grandmother, that was her favorite show in the whole world, was South Park. She made us get her a VCR so she could record it so she wouldn't miss any.
Aww. That's hilarious.
Yeah, she convinced our uber conservative aunt to take her to go see the movie, and our aunt had no idea. She thought it was just a cartoon. She had no idea and left. And then my grandmother would refuse to leave, so she sat and watched the rest of the movie, and our Aunt Elaine had to sit out in the lobby and wait for her. She's like, I paid to see this is my favorite movie. You can go on.
That's amazing.
I love your grandmother.
Well, we get it honest. We get it honest.
Yeah, she was a spitfire for sure.
That's awesome.
That's great. Well, that was a great story, Ashley. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, Jessica's story is going to take us on a slightly different road.
Ooh, I'm excited.
This story, I don't mean to take over your spotlight here, Jess, but this story scared me for weeks after I heard it.
Really?
Oh, good. And now you get to hear it again.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is about it, but something about it just really just.
I used to work nights when I first told this story, and I would get home at like 1 or 2 in the morning, and I'd have to let my dog out for a pee, and I was so scared to go out my door.
Oh
no.
It was terrifying. So I'm going to tell you all about it. It's really scary. So I'm going to start out with some facts about Black Eyed Kids. And then, my story is Black Eyed Kids.
Yay.
Yeah. So I'm going to start out with some facts, and then I'm going to go into some stories.
And when you say facts, Jessica, do you like do the quotation marks? Because
no, they're real.
Just checking, because I'll do it.
They're real. And if I say that they're not real, they're going to come after me. So,
yes.
Whoa. Okay. Challenge.
So, I got my sources from TexasHillCountry.com. Hatchet. What?
So sorry. I'm being snarky. I said that sounds about right.
Okay. Yeah.
Texas.
HatchetBookGroup.com. TBS News, Thought Catalog, and Astonishing Legends.
Dang, okay.
Man, you are like legit.
We are so disorganized. All the organized shit we do.
We do our best.
Our listeners will not be surprised to hear that it took us, I don't know, 30 minutes to figure out our audio over here for you, poor lovely. So embarrassing. I was like, oh my gosh.
No, we did not care.
Drinking. I'm like, they'll be fine.
They'll work out.
We're all good. Yeah. So I'm going to start out with, it says 10 facts, but I think it's only 9.
Liar.
I probably took one out thinking this is shit. So Black Eyed Kids will look like normal human children between the ages of 6 and 16, but with pale skin and completely black eyes.
Ew.
So there's no white.
Mm, I don't like that.
It's horrific.
Additionally, people who have been in close proximity to Black Eyed Kids report a feeling of unease that washed over them, While nothing about the children's appearance, aside from the eyes, genuinely frightened everybody, they still reported feeling either anxious or scared in their presence.
I feel that way around any child.
Right.
Yes. Also, we're school teachers.
Yeah. We've met the scariest of the scary.
Did you say middle school?
Elementary. No. Middle school is scarier, but
yeah. I did. I was a high school teacher for 3 years and then I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody told me I needed to go into teaching. I'm like, hell no. Hell no. I'm not dealing with that. Some people have also reported seeing black-eyed kids that have talons for feet.
Ew.
Or other demonic attributes.
Oh my gosh.
But most sightings are of seemingly normal children.
Okay. Mm.
But imagine a child coming at you with like talon for feet.
Thank you. I will not imagine that.
Yeah. You are my prey.
I mean, I am safe crisis trained. I could take him down. I got this.
Perfect.
Especially if you're in Texas.
Different Texas. Make them a little different down there.
Black-eyed kids are also commonly described as wearing dated clothing or dressing in a manner that is not typical of a normal child their age. The teenagers appear to be wearing clothing described as homemade, and the smaller children appear to be wearing vintage clothing. And I don't know why that creeps me out so much more.
Rude.
Well, it's off. It's like there's something really not right.
Your clothes look homemade.
Not what I
meant. That's so rude. The poor black-eyed kids are getting bullied in school.
I think what they're talking about mostly is like Victorian
style
clothing, right?
You're a vampire almost or something. Like you're from immortal.
Yeah.
Immortal, you're from a different era. You're
glitter in the sun.
Like that's what they're alluding to here, right?
Maybe. Some think aliens.
Like Ash said, glitter in the sun.
Glitter in the sun.
My favorite topic in the world.
She goes. She's right now. Good.
Well, and Aaron, you just talked about the Cullen's house, so
that's right.
Oh, just about it. Talks about it every fucking episode.
Y'all, my prank to my husband for April Fool's. I put we have like a photo frame shelf with a bunch of frames, and I put a picture of Edward Cullen when he first smells Bella, and he's like. I put that in our bathroom and I didn't say anything. And Kevin's like, I think I found your April Fool's prank. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
That's amazing.
Okay. Sorry.
Ahead, Jessica.
That's okay.
They glitter? Is that for real? Did you say
to be
that?
Fair, no. You said vampires.
Oh, okay. I thought for a second Jessica said they glittered.
No. I did because you said vampires and then I said glitter in the sun.
Oh, because you knew. Yeah.
Yeah. Black-eyed children will always ask you for something, and it's always something that involves being in closed quarters with you. Mm-hmm. They'll ask for a ride in your vehicle or to enter your house to use the phone or your telegraph.
Yeah. Oh. Don't have one of those. I haven't had one since the 80s.
The earliest reported sighting of a black-eyed kid was journalist Brian Bethel in 1996. The story has been added to internet creepypasta lore, but to this day, Bethel insists that the incident was real and happened exactly how he reported it.
Wow, that's interesting.
And I'll get into his story in a little bit.
Okay.
In 2014, a British paper reported that sightings of black-eyed kids around the world are rising, and theories about the black-eyed kids are that they are vampires, aliens.
Always an alien.
Or of demonic origin.
Lore, for sure. See what I did there?
Right. Good job.
Tow it.
They might knock on your door on a late wintry night. You may see them approaching your car while you're waiting at the signal or a gas station. And it might seem like they need help or they might just stand still for no reason at all.
I don't like that. I don't like
it. You down
fast or completely still.
Yeah, either way is bad.
Really still, there's something wrong.
Yeah,
just be normal. Just walk normal.
Just be normal.
Just be normal.
Just be normal.
So, like I said earlier, they don't look threatening. They just look fucking weird. They want help with something. They're so persistent. Like, they get angrily persistent.
Again, sounds like my 4-year-old.
I know,
right?
Like, they keep asking for more and more. Yeah. They're persistent. Yes, I got it.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at them and you finally see that their eyes are just completely black voids, a chill will run up your spine.
Yeah, I believe it. I feel it now.
Black-eyed children or black-eyed kids is an urban legend of paranormal creatures that resemble children. These creatures with pale skin and black eyes have reportedly been seen hitchhiking, panhandling, or at the doorsteps of residential homes.
Hmm.
A dozen stories keep circulating, all following a very similar pattern. Kids with eyes completely blacked out appear at homes or vehicles, knock on the door, and then insist upon getting inside the house. Anyone who encountered them has almost immediately felt an overwhelming sense of dread.
Again. Sorry, I keep putting it out, but I'm like, yeah. Yeah, try being a teacher every day.
Overwhelming sense of dread.
No one knows where or how these creatures popped up, and conspiracy theorists believe that black-eyed kids are aliens trying to reach out to their Earth. Demonologists believe they are children of the devil himself, and if you let him in, you are allowing the devil to enter your life.
Oh. Mm.
And then what happens? Like, so this is what I always ask Erin.
She's going to tell you.
Okay.
I bet. Right? You're going to tell her what's going to happen? Because I've heard some podcasts about black-eyed kids.
Okay, well, because here's what Erin always tells me. No one knows.
No, that's not true. Not with black-eyed kids.
They end up killing them, I guess.
We've had one person write in a black-eyed kid story.
And they didn't let him in.
Didn't let him in. And I told you what would happen.
You said no one would know. They wouldn't know that it was the black-eyed kids because they wouldn't live to tell their story. And then
no, I'm pretty sure I told you, but I bet Jess will remind us.
Okay. Jess, I'm completely here. Go ahead.
I will absolutely remind you.
We forgot you for a second, and we just went back to being sisters.
We need your chime in. So, as I said earlier, while it may not be the earliest sighting of all time, the earliest reported sighting was in 1996 by Brian Bethel, who was a journalist from Abilene, Texas. In Bethel's report, he describes a late evening out in his vehicle. He had stopped in a parking lot near a movie theater to write a check.
Sounds scandalous. Going down there, I'd like the team on that backstory. But go ahead.
He's like, oh wait, I forgot. I had to write that check.
Anyway, go ahead. The things I had to say were not. Go ahead.
He was so absorbed in this that he didn't even notice. Ashley.
Yeah, he was.
Jessica's it just like, fits with what Megan says.
Before. It's hard.
Just because like people write checks. Yeah, they did.
You had to write in cursive. You had to write out in letter form the numbers. Hey,
I'm not that young.
I'm just picturing like he definitely was picking up a sex worker.
Thank you. That's what I was going with.
Yeah, that's why I laughed when she said he was really focused on it. I was like, I know.
I was thinking that he was just going ham on himself. So,
oh, maybe that too.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Focus. So he didn't notice that two young boys approached his car. He didn't notice until the older boy rap, rap, rapped on the driver's side window. Bethel rolled down his window and noted immediately a soul-racking fear, though he couldn't understand why.
I thought he was going to get caught with that sex worker.
Oh, no.
The older boy said that he and his brother wanted to watch a movie but had forgotten their money at home. Could Bethel give them a ride? They assured him that it wouldn't take long. They were just two kids and that they didn't have a gun. Well, certainly had a gun. You're in Texas.
Yeah. Sounds like something nice someone who that. Had a gun would say.
Yeah.
Right.
Nothing makes you feel like you don't have a gun.
Like saying, oh, Anna,
I don't have a gun.
And yes, Jessica, you can say that. Everyone in Texas does have a gun.
Okay. Yeah,
right. Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot they were in Texas. They probably didn't say that. Yeah. Like, I'm so-and-so, I do not have a gun today.
Bethel found the assurances unnerving and noted that the last showing of the film they wanted to see had already started and would be nearly over by the time he could drive them anywhere and get back. The boys started getting irritated and frustrated with Bethel, saying things like, we can't come in until you say we can. Bethel stated he went into some sort of a trance and his hand was moving closer and closer to the door handle to let them in.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah. Then he broke eye contact with them. His fear became all-encompassing, and it wasn't until he broke that eye contact that their eyes became completely blacked out and he broke from his trance and moved his hand away.
Ew.
After that, Bethel tore out of the parking lot. When he looked back to look at the boys, they were gone and no one was on the sidewalk.
Oh my gosh.
To this day, he stands by his story.
I bet he does.
The worst. That is very scary.
Yeah. Let me tell you why he stands by his story. This is what I think.
I think that for sex workers.
He was probably doing some sort of drug deal. But also, I think it's so funny that he's writing a check for this. Like any good sex worker worth her weight is going, or his weight, they're going to be like, no, cash only. That check is really going to bounce. Yeah. But anyway, or
can
drug
you imagine? Milk. Can you imagine pulling up to a sex worker and being like, do you take checks?
Do you take a check? Did you take a check? And how desperate are you? A check? Would that work? No, motherfucker. I did not take a check. I don't know what era you think this is. But anyway, I think that something scandalous was going down. Like maybe it wasn't anything like that, but maybe it was like writing a bribe or doing something that he got really, really, really nervous about doing in a parking lot. Who writes a check in a parking lot in the at night? Anyway, so he's there. And then these kids, I do believe kids probably came up and they probably did ask him for that. And then he starts getting really, really worried about them seeing too much of whatever it was he was doing in that car. Writing the check, who he wrote it out to, whatever. So he is like, oh, I got to get ahead of this. And I've got to paint them out to be these.
I've got to now write a story about
horrible,
it. Nobody was asking.
These two children. If they were just, have you never seen the movie The Client?
Oh my gosh, I freaking love that movie. But
thank you. Thank you.
But if you've seen that movie, you know, that kid didn't want to talk to anybody.
Yes, but see.
But they wouldn't he come up with something like they were drunk? Or they were on drugs over like black eye kids. That seems a bit or, like.
For sure. Or he could just be like, your word against mine, yet 15-year-old.
I also didn't say he was very good at what he was
doing. The man wrote a story about it. There's just no reason to broadcast.
Doesn't mean he was a great journalist. It just means he went there for whatever weird reason. Because maybe they were being pushy. Like maybe they were like, no, for real. And like. He spun that into whatever this was to discredit them. And then it takes one creepy, and by the way, Jessica, I love the way you say pasta.
Oh, thank you.
Pasta. Say it. Pasta. Pasta. Say it again.
Pasta.
Pasta. I love it. It's the cutest pasta. Pasta. I'm going to say it that way for the rest of my life. But anyway, that is the perfect way to start that urban legend, that creepy pasta. And then all of a sudden it just takes off and that's it, right?
Yeah.
Sure. See? Sure. Jessica, the one who said it, the one who told the story.
There's just no reason to write
about it. You will learn very quickly, I am the type of person that always tries to see both sides of the story.
Yeah, that's great. Me too.
But also so, always believes.
Oh, absolutely. I think blackout kids are the real shit.
Paranormal.
Mm. Yeah.
Me too. I feel like I like to listen to both sides, but I always know the right one.
Same.
All right. I have some other stories. Okay.
Oh, okay, good.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Hold on, well, it's not just one. I have other sources.
Okay, great. Megan's grabbing the other beer I prepared.
It's okay. Keep going.
Another story goes like this. In the snowy town within the middle of nowhere of Vermont, an elderly couple heard the sound of three loud knocks on their door. They opened the door and saw two children, a boy and a girl. Parents will be here soon. May we come in?
Ooh.
The children did not make eye contact and just stood there in the doorway. The elderly couple were hesitant, but after a while, they let the boy and girl inside.
Oh, no.
No, don't do that.
The kids settled on the couch while the wife made some hot cocoa and the husband asked them questions that went unanswered. The wife returned and noticed that her cat was scared and angry with the children. Mm. May we please use the restroom? The wife looked at the kids and she finally saw them. The children's eyes were as black as a starless universe.
Oh,
she did.
She couldn't get past how dark that was. That was like the darkest I've heard of.
Starless. That was beautiful writing.
I did like that. That was real good.
Yeah. Whoever wrote this was the best.
I'm giving you all the credit, Jessica. Don't tell somebody else wrote it.
Oh, okay.
That was all Jess.
She directed them to the bathroom and returned to her husband, who is covering his face with his hand.
Oh, gosh.
Did you see their eyes? The husband then showed her his hand full of blood from a nosebleed.
Oh, see, this is what happens, Megan.
Or a coincidence. Nosebleeds happen. Okay, go ahead.
The power suddenly went out, and the house turned as dark as their eyes.
Oh, that's as dark as a starless universe.
So dark.
I almost said unicorn out of my fear. That was right. Okay, sorry.
Get it together.
Sorry.
You don't have to keep apologizing. You're all good.
Oh, I just almost saying unicorn. Oh,
no. Erin's been conditioned. She will apologize even if she gets attacked by an attacker. She will apologize to the attacker.
It's rough. That's I'm really proud of you. Sorry about it.
The wife headed to the restroom and was confronted by the voice of the kids at the end of the hall uttering, "Our parents are here." The kids then exited the house, leaving the door wide open. The wife then noticed that there were two men at the end of the driveway. The men were very tall and slender.
The last story.
Yeah, kind of. Oh, yeah, with the backwards knees. The wife waved, but she did not receive the same friendly gesture. The two men and children then drove away together in one car. The power then came back on a little later after they left, and throughout the next week, weird things happened in the house. This is really sad. Two out of four cats went missing, and the fourth had been found dead in a pool of its own blood.
Oh, that is sad. It'd be sadder if they were dogs, but it is sad.
I knew you were going to start missing. We're not cat people. Erin Taylor, you can't just...
I'm kidding. It's so sad. It is sad. I know people love cats. They were probably really bummed.
I had to throw my cat out of my closet.
I had a cat running around.
Gonna end
I
don't know where she went. In the closet, so I'm glad it was in
the closet. The husband continued to have nosebleeds, so he finally went to the doctor, where he was diagnosed with a very aggressive skin cancer.
Oh, no.
Don't let them in your house.
Black-eyed children. The black-eyed children gave him cancer.
Erin Taylor.
They gave him cancer. Did you hear the same story?
Quit interrupting her story.
She's nodding.
Go ahead, Jess.
Because isn't there another story that you're going to tell, Jess? That's, yeah.
She's like, yeah, these sisters would shut up.
I know. That's why I said,
oh, no, no. No, because I think there's another story that ends in cancer type stuff too. Weird. So I think
Nowadays, people still claim to see the black-eyed children when driving late at night down an empty road or outside of their window late at night. Ugh. Or even lurking in the shadows of their room.
Oh my gosh, no thank you. You're not allowed there.
It's okay.
Many people have reported seeing the black-eyed children standing in the corners of their rooms during their episodes of sleep paralysis, or even waking up in the middle of the night because they sensed that someone was watching them in the shadows.
We do a lot of sleep paralysis episodes, but I'll let you all go back and listen to those because our listeners are so good.
So creepy.
I can't imagine having to deal with sleep paralysis. Oh, that sounds awful.
It is awful.
So I have another story. I'm just going to keep pushing through.
No, go for it.
You're doing great. Do it.
Poor Ashley's yawning. I feel so bad.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm an old lady and I get tired early, but I'm fine.
Oh, my bedtime was like an hour and a half ago. So the mere idea of black-eyed kids personally just terrifies me. Okay.
Yeah, me too.
And this is also from the story. So the author is also terrified of black-eyed kids.
Oh.
They said, I didn't understand what the big deal was. I don't know why. I mean, I read the online stories and articles about black-eyed kids just like everybody else, but I just didn't have that visceral reaction so many other people did when reading about them. They said, so I embarked on a quest. Don't do that.
No. Megan does this all the time. Yeah. She's like, fuck fairies, bring it on. It's like, don't.
Oh, no, Megan.
I know, Ashley. So you're not skeptical.
Ashley, you're not that skeptical. Don't. At my level.
I don't think I'm on your level. I think I miss what's the word I want?
Judged.
Thank you.
Did something overshot our like connection.
No. Every time I'm like, stop, don't say that at my house. We record at my house.
We did an episode on one of our third episodes or something like that is on the Ouija board. And there's a specific demon that comes through the Ouija board a lot. Mm-hmm. And you're not supposed to say his name.
Yep.
Sorry. And I refuse to say it.
Don't say it. You are in my house again. Don't say it.
Do it all the
time. I said his name three times.
What happened?
Beetlejuice.
I had a nightmare that night.
Ah, see.
It's almost as though your brain.
No. It was the most terrifying dream I have ever had in my entire life.
Ew.
This demon like lunged and screamed like this guttural howl at me. And I literally jumped awake.
Oh, I don't like that.
But how was so scary. You know that your brain is so powerful that it can do something like that.
Isn't she annoying?
It's not. I'm my sorry. Brain is stupid.
They are so stupid that they will do that. They will latch on to something so ridiculous. Like, tell your last story because I cannot wait to tell you what I think it is. Go ahead, Jessica.
So I embarked on a quest. I'd show people just how unscary these things were, whatever they were. Who knew if black-eyed kids were even a real thing? And I'm the kind of person who needs to see it for myself.
Megan, did you write this?
Exactly, Ashley. Exactly.
No, because thinking. I would tell you, so it turns out, nothing is there. Go ahead.
This next line will prove that it wasn't Megan. Okay. I began doing a lot of research online.
So well played, Jessica. Oh, it's so true.
That is my favorite moment
podcast. Beautifully done. Yeah, you're right.
Sorry.
Do not ever apologize. That was perfect.
I looked at the paranormal sites. I watched scary videos on YouTube about black-eyed kids. And from everything I gathered, they found you. You don't find them. And it seemed like it was pretty much just by chance if they did find you. So what was I to do? I came up with a plan. I began putting up anonymous ads on Craigslist. Craigslist?
Just one list, just Craigslist.
He does own it though, so put that S on
just it. Yeah.
Okay. It read, "Black Eyed Kids, I am not afraid of you. I want to meet you. 9 p.m. Wednesday, the park bench on the corner of 3rd and Washington. Show me why I'm wrong and I should be afraid."
Oh my gosh. So many wide open debunks on that. But go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Wide the bench open debunks. Yeah.
The bench was only like a block from my apartment. So every Wednesday, I would walk down there and see if anyone or anything came by. I usually wouldn't sit there. I'd stand back and watch. I'm not stupid. I may not be afraid of black eyed kids, but I knew the internet can attract some weirdos.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
that makes and it did.
Your brain.
And it did.
Occasionally. Nothing exciting enough to write about, though, and a couple pervs and some teenage kids joking around.
Ashley's parents. They kept saying they were bird watching.
Bird watching.
Or writing some checks.
Writing some checks.
They are of the age of check writing
and bird watching.
And bird watching.
It's all coming together.
So this went on for 6 months and then I stopped posting the ad.
Oh, wow.
The week that I stopped, I got a knock on my door.
Oh.
I was sitting on my couch and it was a little after 9 o'clock at night. I don't know how to explain it, but the second I heard that knock, my skin went ice cold.
Ooh.
I didn't need to get up. I knew who it was, and much to my surprise, I was already terrified. Wow. I was wrong about not being afraid of black-eyed kids. The fear is on a different level, an instinctual, primal level.
Oh.
But still, I managed to get up and open the door, and there was a kid about 9 years old. Olive skin, dark hair, solid black eyes staring up at me.
Ugh, oh, it's horrible.
"Can I come in?" he said. I was speechless. After what seemed like an eternity, I responded with a no. And I began closing the door. This part's so creepy. I'm like, I have the chills.
Ooh.
"We missed you at the park tonight," the boy said.
Shit.
Oh.
It's almost like they read the ad.
Yeah. But how did they find him at home?
That's just suddenly itchy. They're not lice.
But are we sure?
That's true. Maybe.
Yeah, that shit's terrifying.
Lice is very scary
and real.
I stopped closing the door. I looked at him and my mind started to race. They've been watching me. The boy smiled up at me. I took everything I had to make my arm move again, pushing the door closed and locking it.
Oh, no.
As soon as I shut the door, I gasped for air. I hadn't been breathing. I sat back against my wall, facing the closed door. He was still there.
Oh.
I waited. Nothing. It took me at least an hour to move from that spot, staring at the door. I didn't sleep that night or the next night. Eventually, I collapsed with exhaustion at my desk at work, only to be awakened minutes later by a nightmare memory of that boy.
Sorry, from two nights of sleepless night, this person has definitely never had a new woman.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. It's been 6 months. I can't explain that fear that washes over your body when you see the eyes on those kids. In the state of your mind, the way your body wants to listen to what they're telling you, what they're asking. I thought if I told you my story, it would help me get over what happened and warn others. I'm positive that these kids are evil, and the people they meet who can't resist whatever power they wield, I don't think we will ever hear from those people again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
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 That's horrible. That's an awful story. I've heard the other two before, but I've never heard that one. That was really, really creepy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Very well written.
Oh, and yes. Red.
Oh, oh, and thanks.
Red. Yeah, we never read them that well. We're going to do minimal editing on this episode. Which is like, I love
the beat. That was cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So excited. I mean, no, I think, okay, no, I really want to know from you all, like, okay, what are black-eyed children to you? What do you think they are?
I don't know, man. I
right, Jessica, so what is it? Is it paranormal? Is it demonic? Is it UFO? Is it?
I don't know, like, because I've seen other, I have like other stories, but I've heard other stories as well where they're aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And those men, tall, slender men, are the men in black.
Yeah.
Right. So I, but then also I think vampire, because they're wearing old timey clothes and they have to, exactly, have to ask permission to be let in anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then they don't go in unless you say yes. Right. So mm-hmm. I don't know, but
yeah,
it's really,
I don't believe in vampires, but I tend to think they're more on the demonic side. That's where my mind goes.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know if they fit neatly into any category.
Yeah.
They definitely do. I'm going to give it to you in just a minute. But, but Ashley, let's go back. Wait, I do have a question about what you were just saying, though. Is
yeah.
Demonic. So what do you think happens to when they get let in?
You get cancer and you die.
Stop, Aaron Taylor. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm asking Ashley.
Fine.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. I think they you die, but I don't think it's like a, I don't think it's like they murder you. Like they're not stabbing you. I think it's like a slow type of exposure type thing.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all very interesting. So that's what, okay. So I think here's what I think. I think that a lot of it is, first of all, phenomenal storytelling. And I think that, and story reading, Jessica, that was amazing. Like vampires, what makes vampires and like our culture keep going back to vampires over and over and over again is it's such a great story.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's a certain point, that lure and that story, what if that starts to fizzle out, that dies out? So what do we need to do to revamp that story?
Revamp.
I didn't even see what I did.
I know you didn't. Yeah.
But to like make it fresh again is we need it to get back into population. So
because Twilight wasn't doing it. Come on.
Come on. It didn't do it for all of us, Aaron. Vampires and Sparkle. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. If I had a vampire movie, Brad Pitt and those teeth and then Tom. Yeah, I need, and not even them. They've got to be gritty. They can't be sparkling. Anyway, that's our age gap, I guess. I don't know what that is, but
no, Interview with a Vampire was a great movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it since middle school, but
yeah.
I haven't seen it in a while. I watched the series. I liked the series. The series was pretty good.
Yeah, I heard it was a good series.
Yeah.
Doesn't he make out with a child in that movie?
Listen, you who believes in vampire shit, and it's like that.
Yeah, but
they're how old
in real life die? Though Kirsten Dunst was like 11.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's totally wrong. 100%.
That's so gross.
Absolutely. I will agree with you on that all day, every day. However, here's my whole point to this, is that a good story has to have new life from time to time. So that's what that sounds like to me, is that this has got to be reborn into a new, like, let's catch it on here. These kids who don't age, these kids who have black eyes and they have to be invited in. It sounds very vampire. The second part of that is, just like back, like before science and medicine could explain why a disease would take over your body, there was a whole lot of lore around that. So we know that cancer doesn't, it's not a lure. We know where it comes from. However, our brains still can't make sense of why it happens to us. Like that's, it's still like, you know, a lot of times you'll hear people go, you know, maybe not so much anymore, but hopefully not anymore. But the people will kind of associate like, well, maybe I deserved it in some way, or maybe I did something like that, that thought of karma that a lot of people buy into. And so, but back a long time ago, that was, it was almost like if you did something wrong, that equated into this. And so I feel like that is like the current day way of us to try to make sense of this horrible thing that we can't figure out. We can't figure out why cancer happens to certain people.
But not everybody who gets cancer is like, well, I did let these creepy little kids.
You're absolutely right. But if that's introduced, then all of a sudden it takes away this mysterious thing of like, it can just happen to anybody, because that's terrifying. But if I can say, oh, well, maybe I can protect myself by not introducing myself to these black-eyed kids and letting them come in, then I might have an ounce of control. And that's what our brains always want, is a bit of control in everything. So that story,
I don't know,
can settle people's nerves a little bit. And so you've got two different things there. You've got like lure that is purposeful in two different ways. I don't know.
So Megan, I was with you on the first part. I can definitely see that. The second part, I'm not with you so much, but I do see the first part, and I can see that being the case as well. If they're not demonic, then I would go with that.
Okay. My whole point is, I think it's great storytelling.
I think I could agree, and I feel like you two could both agree that you would not open the door to a small child in the middle of the night, because how scary.
Oh, however, I have done that.
Megan, tell your story real quick.
Well, no, because they're all so tired. But listen.
No. Tell the story. And actually, I would say, if a small child came up to my door knocking on the door in the middle of the night, I probably would open the door.
You would. And you would invite
Because I wouldn't immediately think it's a black eye. I'd be like, this kid's in trouble, or the kid got lost or something, you know? So yeah, I think.
Ashley and Megan are good people. Tell your story. It was horrible. I was like, as soon as she started telling the story, I was like, that was a black eyed kid. She's like, no, it wasn't.
And
it
also was. At that point in my life, I had never heard of a black eyed kid. So I was like, well, that's bullshit.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, tell your story. And then I have one more story.
Oh, great. Great.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to be super quick. I never say that. Guess what? It won't be. So anyway, when I first met my husband, I got pregnant real fast. Like, when I first met my husband, I was pregnant
with his 4 months pregnant with his child.
It was definitely his child. But anyway, we
nobody denied that.
Well, anyway, so
she's got him doubled down on that.
Doubled down on that, so everybody knows, especially him. So, I'm kidding. Everybody start a rumor. So.
Just kidding. It is your kid.
Stay with his sister, and I've only met her like one other time, so I don't know her that well. I don't even know him that well. So we all go to sleep, and I'm in a place that I've never stayed before, and she goes out to, like, she drives Uber at night and whatnot, and so she left. So the person who owned the home wasn't even in the home. My husband is like snoring. He's out, completely out. I am so pregnant, I cannot get comfortable, so I just keep tossing and turning. And all of a sudden I hear at like 4 o'clock in the morning, this little knock, this tiny little knock. And my stepson and my niece are in the next room. They're asleep. So, and it didn't come from that direction. So I was like, what in the world is that? So I get up and I walk into the living room, and sure enough, at the front door, there's this tiny, faint little knock. Aww. And I open the door, and it's a 4-year-old child. And she's standing there at 4 o'clock in the morning. Lots of fours in the story. It was in the middle of the night, and I opened the door, and she's like, hey, can Madeline, that's my niece, can she come play right now? And I look at her and I'm like, honey, it's the middle of the night. And she's barefoot. It's cold outside. She's got like short sleeves, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this child right now. Like, yeah. I don't live here. I don't know. So instantly I'm like, come inside. But then I also didn't want to like scare her, because then she's like, where's Madeline? And I said, well, she's asleep, but just come inside and hold on for a second. So I bring her inside, and then I go, and the whole time I'm thinking, I hope she doesn't like leave.
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea what direction she came from, but I run in and I try to wake up my husband. He does not wake up to anything still to this day.
Useless.
I have no idea. So I wake up Madeline. I'm like, Madeline, there's a little girl here. She's like, oh, that's the next door neighbor. So, and I was like, well, honey, where are her? And she's like, I don't know. She comes over all the time. So I take her back over, and it's her teenage, like 14, 15 year old brother that's supposed to be in charge. And he fell asleep on the couch, and she got up and came over. And apparently that was something she would do often, but my future sister-in-law forgot to tell me about that. So anyway, I scolded that young boy severely. I was like, lock the doors. I'm like, she could get out into traffic. There's so many things that are wrong. That's ridiculous. And then I stood on the other side of that door and I was like, I'm waiting until I hear that deadbolt lock. And then I heard it lock and I was like, okay, good night, everybody. So my whole point is that
you tell you're a mom.
Absolutely would. And no, I did not get cancer. But if I had, then maybe I would go back and
yet.
Say,
she hasn't gotten cancer yet.
The day that I threw it was because that little 4-year-old child.
You found the 4-year-old's home and its place of origin. So couldn't have been
a black eyes. But also, let's say this. I was also the only one in the story that went out looking.
Yeah, true.
You know of. Okay.
Yeah, and they're supposed to, but she also found you.
Oh, that's right. She came to you.
She did. That's what they're supposed to do, right? They come to me.
Yeah.
She didn't have black eyes. She wasn't a black eyed child. Yeah, you were just very trusting.
Okay, but at nighttime, any child can look like they have black eyes.
I don't like thinking
children
about
are fucking
it.
Creepy. Like,
they are so creepy.
Go back to bed. Do not look me in the eye. They feel demonic for some reason. In the
My 3-year-old's favorite thing right now is to tell me that there is a lady that lives in her closet.
Oh, great. Write that in, Jessica. That's a good one.
Awful.
Oh, I had my 3-year-old was laying on his bed laughing at something in the corner of his room. There's nothing there.
No, I hate
why,
that.
Why are children like this? Why?
They're so creepy. They're all so
amazing. Oh my gosh. way off track again, but one of Cody, my husband, he had a friend come and stay with us. They were like on vacation.
And this is hilarious.
Two little kids, right? And there was like two couples that came and we didn't have enough room. So we had a guest room. So the one couple stayed in the guest room, another couple stayed in the living room, and the kids were in the living room with him. And so I'm sleeping and I have 3 cats, by the way, I have 3 cats and I feel like a little,
you love cats.
I also have 2 dogs. So I'm a dog and a cat person,
sweet.
But I'm laying in bed and I feel like a little pressure on my leg, like a cat jumped up. Right. And it was like walking up my leg. And so I turned to look, and one of the little kids was just standing staring at me. No. Like, oh my God. And he goes,
not okay.
Dada. And I was like, your dad is in the living room. Let's go get him.
Oh my God.
He probably like woke up and was confused on where he was, you know, but it scared the shit out of me.
Can you tell them the story about when you woke up in the middle of the night? And Cody came home.
I love that sound. That means yes, I can, and yes, I will, Evan.
So, no, he did come home. He was home. So we were sleeping. It was the middle of the night. I was pregnant. So I had to get up and pee, obviously, in the middle of the night. And he apparently got up at the same time as me to pee, but I didn't realize it because the way it was, you could walk our bathroom that was off our bedroom. You could walk into the sink and the shower area. And then there was like a separate area where the toilet was with a door. Okay. So I come out of the toilet area and against the counter is just this silhouette, this black silhouette. And in my mind, Cody's still in bed sleeping, right? So I look at it and I just stop and I'm just staring. Apparently, fight or flight, I just freeze. But I just stop there and I'm just staring at this like silhouette, and it's not moving and it's staring back at me.
Cracking up there.
But it's not moving and it's not saying anything. It's just staring at me. And I think this was right after we did an episode on that demon. And so it's like in my head, I'm freaked out. It was in front of a mirror at night, and mirrors at night creep me out anyway. And so then all of a sudden it started moving towards me.
What?
And I dropped to the ground and I go, oh my God. And my husband goes, babe, it's me. And I was like, why didn't you say anything? Why were you just staring at me? And he's like, I don't know. I was waiting for you to move.
Oh my God.
So you're both just standing there looking
staring at each other. And it was pitch dark, so I couldn't see anything. Oh, and he
it
just
was
didn't,
dark as the Star Wars universe.
It was. He was just staring at me. I was like, why didn't you say anything?
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing. Because he wasn't even trying to scare me. It's not like he was trying to play a prank. Like, he just, that was just how he was acting. I was like, what is wrong with you?
Just as scared as you were. Like, you're not moving either. So you're both just like frozen scaring the
shit. Oh, no, it was after our Bloody Mary episode.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. So good. I used to do Bloody Mary.
Oh my god, that's so good.
But always wanted a Bloody Mary afterwards. I was 11.
Oh, I cannot look in my bathroom mirror for like weeks after.
Oh my gosh.
All right, we got one more story.
One more story. I'm so sorry.
Don't ever apologize. Please. We love it.
Okay. This one is from Hammer Hands.
Sure it is.
Oh, that sounds legit.
It's Edward Scissorhands' cousin.
All right. The incident took place about 13 years ago. I don't know how long now, probably like 16 years ago, but whatever. I had just moved to a new city with my wife. We were small town newlyweds from the Midwest. We moved cross country to one of the biggest cities in the Southwest so that I could attend graduate school. Being naive and new to a city and city living, I habitually answered the door without a second thought. Loser.
I do that.
Yeah. Never again after this.
Mm.
The first thing that should have tipped me off to the peculiarity of this situation was the fact that somebody was knocking at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
The second thing that should have dawned on me is this kid had to reach over a rather tall patio gate to unlatch and open it.
Ooh.
The knock at the door was startling. My wife and I were getting ready for work, a pretty normal routine. The moment I opened the door, I was overtaken with an inexplicable sense of fear. To this day, I can picture him. Teenager, average height, average build, knee-length black leather coat, short black hair and sunglasses. The sunglasses at 6 o'clock in the morning struck me as odd, and even odder, he was even eating an apple. Which, why is that weird? It's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's his breakfast.
Yeah. He also sounds weird. Very much like he's in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Kneeling
leather.
I don't know why, but for some reason I was picturing the Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was very polite and asked if he could come in and warm up. I said no, closed the door, and slid the security chain in place.
No, I'm like, yeah, get in here. It's cold.
He's a teenager. He's a teenage boy. He would.
Yes. I'm like, sure, get in
all
here.
All right. You're nice to me.
I know
how. I wouldn't a teenage boy. I'd be like, no, I can call the police for you if you need help, but.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, who can I call for you?
I can still take down a teenage boy. I got one. I live with one. I got one in my house.
She's 5'1", everybody.
And I can take him down.
I'm also 5'1". That wasn't a diss. I'm just saying, like, yeah,
and
don't.
I'm also 5'0", but I can throat punch like there's no tomorrow. But go ahead. Keep on going. That's not safe crisis trained. That's just black guy.
If you had to.
Yeah. if it needed to be.
A moment later, another knock. I opened the now chained door, and before I could speak, he asked again if he could come in and warm up. No, I replied, and attempted to close the door. Before the door could shut, he put his hand out, stopping the door on its hinges.
Oh, that's when you slam that door.
Yeah. I don't like
that. This part's weird. He looked directly into my eyes, still wearing the sunglasses, and said, can I at least get ketchup for my apple?
What?
Ew.
That doesn't
yeah.
Sounds like although, something my son would say. He really likes ketchup right now.
Yeah. Also, teenage boys are so weird.
Yeah.
I said, fuck that. Get the hell out of here. My wife is calling the police. He takes a moment to let this information sink in, lowers his glasses, revealing eyes as black as obsidian.
Ooh.
And says, no, you won't be calling anybody. At that moment, I forced the door closed, locked it, and called out to my wife. She's scared shitless, hiding in the bedroom at this point.
Oh.
All jacked up on adrenaline, I ripped the curtains back to look out the window next to the door. He was gone. Absolutely no trace of him. I go out onto the patio and check the gate. It's still latched from the inside.
Ooh.
That was fucked up, I think to myself. And as I turn to enter the house, I notice a half-eaten apple lying on the ground.
Oh,
perfectly written.
Mm. It was perfectly written of their true account.
Absolutely.
Do you have a story where they were like pounding on the door?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's what I thought I remembered.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like pounding on the door, like saying that, like screaming to let them in.
Ugh,
they just, no. There are some stories where they just got so enraged at being said no to.
Oh my gosh. I will tell you right now, you can ask our little neighborhood kids around here.
Oh, they will.
Pound
not.
On
they
my
will.
Fucking door and you will find out. I will end that story with not the one being scared.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, we're never going there again.
Oh, yeah. I will turn into a Karen.
So I will turn into my mother, and she was terrifying. I'll open that door and look him dead in the eye. And my porch right now. It would be horrible. It's so scary. They don't want any of that. Don't pound on my door unless you want to find out what's going to happen.
Fuck around and find out.
And you're going to fuck around and find out, and you're not going to like it.
I'll just cry in a corner. So that's what would happen if you come and pound on my door.
I really feel like we are the same person. You're like, you. I don't like confrontation. Me neither.
I hate confrontation.
Well, Jessica, here's what I'll say about those stories is that I think that they are just so perfectly written that it leads me to think they might be fabricated a bit.
It's so annoying. I'm sorry.
No, it's your thing.
It's your thing.
It is my thing. And like, here's the thing is that I think it makes a great story. I think it's very cinematic. I think all of it is like chilling. And I just think at the end of the day, real life is scarier than the paranormal.
It's weird that we haven't had any Black Eyed Kid movies.
It's weird that no Black Eyed Kids have gone through my school. Like, why haven't I seen them?
Well, they wouldn't go through your school, Megan.
They seek out those that believe in them. That's the problem.
Oh, so you'll never know.
Then everybody just start saying that they don't believe.
No, but are they going to try to prove
it? Kryptonite.
Will they try to prove it, though?
Ooh, I don't know.
True, Aaron Taylor. It makes me so bad when you get to this point where you believe so heavily. Because I'm like, you cannot possibly believe this.
It's
and
so,
I'm so
scary.
Sorry, Jessica and Ashley. I don't mean that like because you all do. It's just we grew up in the same house.
Exactly. We grew up in the same house. I don't know why you don't believe this.
How do you believe it?
It's so annoying.
Anyway,
so annoying.
For another night.
All right.
Aaron. Is that how you I only heard a couple of your podcasts, but is that how you end most of your podcasts with Aaron?
No.
Like, so annoying.
I mean, we always so bicker before. never to that point where I'm like, we grew up in the same house. But I do feel that way. Like our mom would have been like, she was the scariest being ever when it came to children. So
but,
like, there's no like in a great way. Like she was amazing.
Yeah.
But also no kid is going to have power over her. Tell you that now.
That is true.
So I'm like, how did you get raised by that woman and believe that a black-eyed child?
I also got raised by dad. And my one ghost story, not my one ghost story, but one of my ghost stories where I felt a creepy hand that was his father's hand right after he died.
Ew.
Felt it in the middle of the night. And as an adult, dad was like, yeah, that story still creeps me out. I'm like, oh, dad believes.
I have underground some creepy shit too, so I get it.
Yeah, you gotta write in.
Please write it in.
I will.
Write it in.
Nothing creepy's ever happened to me, thankfully. I try and stay away from real things because I feel like I would be the one that like something would attach to. I'd have like a demon on me the rest of my life.
Yeah,
you're good to go. That shit does not exist.
Perfect.
It's fine. thoughtful. Supposed to buy a haunted doll so that I can prove to somebody that it's not. And I will, except that I don't want to pay the money to buy a haunted doll. I love you, Birdie. Anyway, Erin, we've taken up a whole lot of time tonight. So go ahead and tell everybody where they can get hold of us.
First of all, thank you guys so much for your stories. They were so good. Yeah. This was such a fun night.
It was.
Good grief. It's 11 o'clock at night. I'm so sorry. Your stories, you say they come out on Sundays?
Yes.
Great. That's awesome. And tell us where your socials are.
We are on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Patreon. That's it.
And YouTube.
Right? Oh, and YouTube.
Oh, nice. Ooh, YouTube. Y'all are brave. We do not let people see us.
not a huge fan. And I always look like this too. Like I never get done up for it. I'm just like, here I am.
Yeah. I told Ashley to make TikTok videos of me making my stupid faces while I'm on video.
We sit like awkwardly comfortable in our, like on my couch. So I don't want to see that. Yeah. I don't want to see that. Like,
yeah, they're like
a lot of camera angles. We sit far apart.
I mean, yeah, it's a lot. We're in the same room. Okay. So please check them out. It's called Histories and Mysteries Uncovered, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Put the uncovered part in there because there's another Histories and Mysteries, but they are not as good.
They're not as good. Check them out.
And one of them is named Jessica. So that's confusing.
Very confusing.
So yeah.
And she's a bit like Turk from Tarzan is all I'm saying.
Don't know who that is.
Oh, so Rosie O'Donnell. Like listen.
I appreciate this, Jessica.
It's a lot. And I was like, oh, thank goodness.
And they can't say pasta like I can.
That's right.
Pasta. That pasta. I was like, so I could listen to that all day.
I know. So fun. Yeah. So go check them out and then rate, review, subscribe to all of their stuff because, you know, that's the best. And you can find us on our Instagram, on TikTok, and Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can rate, review, subscribe. You can write your stories in. You can go to our website at myskepticalsister.com. You can write in directly there. And you can look into our merch, which t-shirts are coming. Ooh, they're coming.
That's exciting.
I know. I should have been working on my career. I did not this spring break. I just stayed on my iPad and I drew ghosts. And it was so fun.
And they're adorable. Oh, we might need to do the fresco.
Fresno. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Fresco is when you eat something outside.
That's what I was thinking about, like a sandwich.
Nice little sandwich. Do the Fresno eating fresco.
Oh, that would be so cute.
That's adorable. They would too, because they're all about nature.
Yeah.
I've got to pee so bad.
Okay. All right, we got to wrap this up. Thank you guys so much. What a fun night.
Thank you.
Have a good night, guys.
Yes, we will talk to you next week. Megan does a stupid goodbye every week. Hold on. Stop it.
I'm going to throw the phone down.
Say it.
Okay, look. Because I'm a teacher, elementary school.
This is not why.
I like to say, yes, it is. Okay, fine. I will fight you. It is. I say a goodbye in a foreign language so that people can learn.
Okay.
All right. Now, I try to keep it relevant, so I was trying to look up a Canadian goodbye for Jessica.
What do you say?
Bye.
And I don't believe the internet, Jessica. It says to say salut.
Oh, that's French.
Yeah, and they speak French in
Canada. I know, but I'm thinking, Jessica, do you really say salut?
Say pasta.
Oh, God, no. That's a French thing, so we don't do that.
Oh, no.
Where are you now, Jessica, real quick?
Ontario.
Ontario still.
And so in Ontario, they say what?
Bye.
Bye, you big freak. They say bye.
Have a piece of bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. Love it. Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitches.
Okay, I gotta pee.
La, 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 la.
I'm sorry. Will you hold on 1 second? Yeah. Something's happening with my kids. I don't know.
Yeah, no worries.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Her child's crying because she's bored.